Thank you for downloading this Maritime Law podcast from Coracle Online and InsunCo for November 2012. This podcast is titled Ship Owners Beware, Liability for Unlawful Means Conspiracy, and looks with particular reference at the case of the Dolphina 2012 in the Singapore High Court. In this case, the plaintiffs, a Chinese bank, the bank, commenced in rem proceedings against the owners of the Dolphina. Initially, the bank's cause of action against the owners was for delivery of cargo without production of the original bill of lading, BL. During the trial, the bank amended its claim to include a claim for unlawful means conspiracy against the owners. The bank failed on the misdelivery claim, but succeeded on the conspiracy claim. Firstly, we'll look at the background facts. The decision turned very much on the somewhat unusual facts of the case. In January 2008, the seller, KOSB, contracted to sell a parcel of RBD palm oleine to the buyer, Zong Guang. Under the contract, shipment was to be effected during March 2008, and in any event before the 31st of March 2008, and payment was to be made by draft at 90 days after sight by Zong Guang opening an irrevocable letter of credit, LC, 7 days before shipment. KOSB had in turn purchased the palm oleine to be supplied to Zong Guang from Felder. The cargo was shipped on board the owner's vessel Dolphina, which was chartered by KOSB on 23rd of March 2008 for shipment from Kuantan, Malaysia to Huangpu, China. The owners issued 4 BLs, including BL4, for the cargo. Felder was named as the shipper. The cargo was consigned to order and the notified party was Dongma. Despite Zong Guang failing to open the LC prior to shipment, the cargo was shipped to Huangpu and by the 1st of April 2008 had been completely discharged. The cargo was discharged against KOSB's letter of indemnity, LOI, to the owners. KOSB had in turn obtained an LOI from the notify party Dongma. The cargo was thereafter released to various end buyers between April to June 2008. In relation to BL4, the court found that Felder had endorsed BL4 in blank on or before 1st of April 2008, before it was handed to Maybank as Felder's collecting agent, who endorsed BL4 to KOSB on or about 2nd or 3rd of April 2008, after receiving payment for the cargo on behalf of Felder from KOSB. The court held that KOSB retained BL4 thereafter until KOSB endorsed BL4 in blank sometime between 4th of April 2008 and early June 2008. Belatedly, on the 6th of June 2008, Zong Guang applied for an LC from the bank in favour of KOSB, purportedly to pay for the cargo, which had already been shipped and discharged in March-April 2008 and released to various end buyers between April to June 2008. The bank approved the application. The documents that had to be presented under the LC included the signed commercial invoice indicating the LC and contract numbers and a full set of the clean onboard ocean BLs, the relevant documents. On 9th of June 2008, KOSB drew a bill of exchange, BE, on the bank to the order of Maybank at 90 days after sight. Maybank in turn presented the BE and the relevant documents to the bank for payment under the LC. Upon receiving the BE and the relevant documents from Maybank, the bank handed the relevant documents to Zong Guang, which confirmed in writing that it had received the relevant documents, examined them and instructed and authorised the bank to make payment to the presenting bank, Maybank, and deduct its account with the bank. The bank accepted the BE, but was left in the lurch subsequently when, 2 days later, Zong Guang returned the relevant documents to the bank, citing financial difficulties. As the bank had accepted the BE, they were bound to, and did, pay Maybank. The bank had no recourse to the cargo, which had long been discharged and released to the end buyers before the issuance of the LC in June 2008. The court found, however, that the bank was not aware that the cargo had already been discharged in April 2008 without the production of BL4. Now we look in detail at the court decision and the preliminary issue, which was the proper law of the bills of lading. A preliminary issue dealt with by the court was the proper law of BL4. There was no express choice of law clause in BL4, but it expressly incorporated the terms of the Charter Party, which was governed by English law. The court held that a three-stage test would be applied to determine the governing law of BL4. The court will first determine whether there is an express choice of law, failing which the court will determine whether there is an implied choice of law. If there is no implied choice of law, the court will proceed to determine the system of law which has the closest and most real connection with the contract. The court held that general words of incorporation, in this case all conditions, liberties and exceptions whatsoever of the said charter apply to and govern the rights of parties concerned in this shipment, were sufficient to incorporate the choice of law clause in the Charter Party into BL4, and that the Charter Party choice of law clause was a condition within the meaning of the words of incorporation in BL4, because it provided a system of law which applied to interpret the contract's meaning, scope and effect. The court held that delivering cargo without the production of a BL would amount to a breach of the contract of carriage, even if the Charter Party contained a term which allowed the delivery of cargo against a LOI. Such a clause in the Charter Party merely permitted but did not oblige the owners to deliver the goods without presentation to BL4. The bank asserted that it was the lawful holder of BL4 because it was a person with possession of the bill as a result of any endorsement of the bill under Section 5.2b of COGSA 1992. The court held, however, that the phrase any endorsement in Section 5.2b must mean any valid endorsement. Therefore, where the endorsement of the BL is tainted by fraud, the endorsement would itself be invalid and incapable of constituting any subsequent transferee of the BL, a holder. On the facts, the court held that KOSB's endorsement of the BL was invalid as it had been made fraudulently. Under KOSB's LOI, KOSB was to return BL4 to the owners once KOSB received BL4 upon making payment for the cargo. At that point in time, BL4 should have been deemed accomplished or spent and should have been withdrawn from circulation. Instead, KOSB, despite knowing that it was not entitled to deal with BL4, endorsed BL4, thus falsely misrepresenting that it still had legal effect. The court further held that KOSB's endorsement was part of a raft of measures to defraud third parties. As KOSB's endorsement of BL4 was ineffective, the bank did not become a holder of BL4 and therefore did not acquire the requisite rights of suit to sue the owners in contract under BL4. Now we look at the bank's claim for unlawful means conspiracy. Based on the evidence which emerged late into the trial, the bank was given leave to amend its claim to include an alternative claim for unlawful means conspiracy against the owners. To succeed on this cause of action, the bank had to prove that two or more parties combined to commit an unlawful act with the intention of injuring or damaging the plaintiff, and the act is carried out and the intention achieved. On the evidence, it was held that one SK, a common director of the owners, KOSB and Dongmar, knew inter alia that the cargo had been discharged against a LOI and that BL4 had been fraudulently endorsed by KOSB to Maybank in order to secure payment under the LC. The court reached this conclusion on the basis that SK had, in interlocutory proceedings, given affidavit evidence on matters such as the movement of BL4, the owner's commercial and operational affairs, as well as the terms of KOSB's LOI. That SK was copied in on correspondence in relation to the operation of the vessel, that he authorised the payment of KOSB to Felder for the cargo, as well as the presentation of documents, including BL4 for payment under the LC. Under the doctrine of identification, or directing mind and will, or alter ego doctrines, the trial judge found that SK's knowledge of the conspiracy was attributable to the defendants. In this regard, the court also highlighted that the other directors of the owner had testified at the trial and said that they were not involved in the operations of the owners or the vessel, which gave rise to the inference that SK was the only person managing the owners. Moreover, SK, by not giving evidence at the trial itself, had failed to rebut the adverse inference drawn against the owners that, for the purposes of the unlawful means conspiracy, SK's knowledge and state of mind ought to be treated as those of the owners. Having inputted SK's knowledge to the owners, the court then considered whether the tort of unlawful means conspiracy had been made out. The court held that, even though there was no evidence that the owners had been a party to the conspiracy to defraud the bank at the stage when Zong Guang, with the conspiracy of KOSB, applied for the LC, the owners knew through SK's knowledge of the conspiracy and participated in it by allowing BL4 to be presented to the bank for payment under the LC. In this regard, the court held that an omission can constitute the requisite unlawful act, in this case the owner's omission to take BL4 out of circulation. The court concluded that the unlawful means conspiracy had been made out and found the owners liable for the amount paid by the bank to Maybank under the BE. The owner's appeal against the trial judge's decision was subsequently dismissed by the Singapore Court of Appeal without any written grounds of decision. The Dolphina is an important decision, albeit on somewhat unusual facts. The court's analysis of when an endorsement of a BL is valid is illuminating. This is also the first time the court in Singapore has had to consider whether an omission to act could constitute conduct sufficient to amount to an unlawful means conspiracy. Thanks for listening.